Okay, today we're going to talk about bribing people. What? Isn't that a pretty short halacha? You're not allowed to give bribes. That is, it says it a couple of times in the Torah, just in case you weren't paying attention. The first time in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, V'shochad lo tikach ki ha-shochad ya'aver pikrim v'salev divrei tzadikim shmos perchav gimel pasuk ches. You could look again in Parshas Shoftim, Devarim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tes. Same exact thing. You're not allowed to give a bribe. So what are we talking about? Yeah, that's when it's talking about judges. But are you allowed to bribe? Let's say the building inspector comes to check out my shul. We're building a shul now. And, you know, I'm nervous that maybe it's not going to pass inspection. So I give him a couple of $100 bills. And, you know, and that maybe talks to him a little bit. And he's more inclined to allow my building permit to go through, or you know, something of that nature. Is there an isser in the Torah? Is there, or an isser midrabban? Is there any isser of bribing people? I'm sure you can think of many different contexts. You're at a ball game and they're being very tough, even though it's the end of the game and no one's in the legend seats, but you know, they're not letting you go down. You just give $5 and they, all of a sudden they let you go down. I'm told in one of the hotels in Eretz Yisrael they have some sort of executive lounge where you can get all this food and drink and whatever, and costs like a couple of $100 to be an executive member or something, to get the executive, maybe even $1,000 to get to the executive lounge. Or it could cost you $20 to get to the guy at the door, right? So is there any isser of bribing someone? Let's leave aside the Geneva issue and whether you're going to be eating all the food for free and everything else. But, you know, leaving aside, let's assume there's no Geneva's mamon. Is there any isser of bribing somebody? So in his shir on Parsha Shoftim, Rav Asher Weiss attached a small tshuva about this topic, and we're just going to basically go through the tshuva. He points out that in the Torah, the issue of bribing is only said about judges, that you're not allowed to bribe a judge. However, there is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that based on the analysis Rishonim have of this Gemara, may open up this discussion a little bit further. The Gemara says, Debar Chama, this fellow Bar Chama, Katal Nafsha. Apparently he had killed somebody. And you're not allowed to do that. So Amrle Reish Kalusa, Rav Yabba Bar Yaakov, Puk Ayenba. So the Reish Kalusa put Rav Abba Bar Yaakov in charge of the investigation. You have to go be Ma'ayen, check if it's true. Ivadai Katal, and if he did kill somebody, then L'chiyula Eine. Then we should blind him. We should knock out his eyes. That's going to be our punishment. Whole separate discussion. Why is that okay? Where does it say that anywhere in the Torah? Okay, when we learn Sanhedrin Amir Sashem one day, maybe we'll discuss that. Asu Trei Sadi Asidu Be'Devadei Katal. Two witnesses came and said, yeah, he definitely killed someone. Asul Ihu Isi Trei Sadi Ishidu Be'Bechad Me'anach. He brought another two witnesses that testified about one of the witnesses that said that he had killed someone. Chadamar kamay didi gan of kavad chushla, v'chadamar kamay didi gan of kata deportaya. And each of his new two witnesses said about one of the original witnesses that he's a ganav. One said he stole this item, another one said he stole that item. So they're trying to passel one of the witnesses against Bar Chama. So they got into a whole discussion. Just because someone would steal, does that necessarily mean, and therefore he's pasul l'dinei mamonos, does that necessarily mean that he's pasul l'dinei nefashos? Is he going to lie about dinei nefashos? And that's the context of the sugi over there. End of the story, Rav Papi gets Rav Chama off the hook. He gets him off the hook. Rav Chama, Bar Chama does not have to suffer the consequences of being blinded. He is found innocent of killing because of Bar Papi's intervention. Come Bar Chama Nashke Akare. Bar Chama got up at the end of the court case and he kissed Bar Papi on his feet. V'kabla, it's not really such a thing anymore that, you know, if a defendant is found innocent, maybe he'll give his lawyer a hug. You don't often see him like bow and kiss him, but that used to be the thing, I guess. He kissed him on his feet. V'kabla l'kargei d'kulei shnei. And he accepted to pay his taxes, to pay Rav Papi's taxes for the entire year. That's the story, that Bar Chama paid the Rav Papi's taxes for the entire year because of Akaras HaTov, that Rav Papi found a way to get him off the hook from the accusations of him being a murderer. What does this have to do with us? Says the Rosh in the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin, Simon Yud Zayin, that even though he's paying his taxes, don't worry, that's not a violation of Shochad. It's not a violation of what we call Shochad Mu'uchar, a delayed bribe, that I'm going to bribe him after the fact. And that way, we'll always put in his head, you know, if someone's going to get bribed later, that I better, it will be to my benefit to come to this conclusion. So says the Rosh, you don't have to worry about that over here, because Talmud Chacham doesn't have to pay taxes anyway. Meikra did, Rav Papi didn't really have to pay taxes. That's why it's not a violation of Shochad Mu'uchar. On the bottom of the Rosh is a sefer called Pilpula Charifta. The Pilpula Charifta and Os Shin over there writes that we see from this Rosh that even though it's not talking about a Beis Din per se, it's just talking about some sort of, he certainly wasn't working out P'dine Torah. They were going to blind the guy for killing someone. It was just a way that they ran their justice system. Nevertheless, the Isser of Shochad still applies. And therefore, says the Pilpula Charifta, V'kasaftiz el lahoros l'ne'amonim al tzibur. This should be instructional for those who are trusted with positions, communal positions. Afal b'she'en dinayim din Torah, v'lo neskablu l'kach. Even though they're not running a Beis Din, they're not running dinay Torah, that's not what they're job is, afilu hachi yizaru milakabel matanos al dinayim. Don't accept any gifts, don't accept anything. You know, the president of the shul is working out seating for Yom Narayim, and someone comes over to him and says, you know, I would really like to sit over there, but you're not really entitled to sit over there. It's more random. We're doing this whole system. He gives $100. I'd like to sit over there. Or he sends you a nice bottle of scotch or wine or whatever your vice is. You know, a carton of cigarettes, heroin, whatever your vice is. He sends you. No, you're not allowed to take such a matana, says the Pilpul Charifta. It is not permissible. Now, says Rav Asher Weiss, is that necessarily a great raya? Well, what's the raya? Because the Rosh says that it's not a violation of Shochad Mu'uchar in that case, because anyway he was put from paying taxes. Sounds like, had he been chayiv to pay the taxes, and the guy was paying his taxes, it would be a violation of Shochad. Says so you see that Shochad applies even outside of Beis Din. Says Rav Asher Weiss, not a raya at all. Because it's true, that was not in a Beis Din that was being done al P'dinei Torah, but it was a court system, meaning there was this guy who was accused of killing someone, and they were figuring out how to judge him, and there were witnesses, meaning it was an actual court setting. It wasn't about figuring out whether the guy will allow the extra couple of pounds in your suitcase to go on the airplane. It wasn't about getting the nicer seat or the building permit or whatever else it is that you may pay a couple of bucks for, the better seat in the restaurant or something like that. It wasn't about any of that. It was an actual din. And by actual din, even if it's not dinei Torah, by actual din, of course there's going to be an Isser of Shochad. Does that necessarily mean that there's an Isser of Shochad in all of these other contexts as well? And says Rav Asher Weiss, anyway, I don't understand the Rosh's kasha to begin with. I saw it in someone's eyes. Someone was about to ask this question. You were about to ask this question. I understand the Rosh's question to begin with, he says. I don't even understand. What was the Rosh's question? Isn't this a violation of Shochad? Who was he paying taxes for? The judge? Who was he paying taxes for? Rav Papi, who was essentially, what was his role? A lawyer. He was paying for the lawyer. That's got nothing to do with Shochad. So that's a strong kasha on the Rosh. I later found that the Avrama, Rav Asher doesn't quote it, but the Avrama says that's the teretz to the kasha, meaning the Rosh's kasha is not a kasha because of that. He makes the same ha'ara. So it would seem that at this point we don't have any solid proof that there's an Isser of Shochad in these kinds of cases. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, in Chosh Mishpat Simites, Sif Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'lav dafka dayon asr b'kabbalah shochad, ela afilu kola mamunim, v'kola oskim b'tzarchi tzibur, av she'en dinayim din Torah, v'asurim lahato se'inin b'shvil ava osina, v'kol shken alidei l'kicha shochad. Aruch HaShulchan is explicit, that it's not only a dayon, it's anyone. Anyone who's in any position of authority cannot accept money to secure a favorable outcome for somebody because you're being trusted to do a job. You have to do that job. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and I got this from the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't tell you which Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was a prolific prolific author. You'd have to be an incredible bucky to figure out exactly which Chasam Sofer he's talking about. Baruch Hashem, Rav Asher Weiss is an incredible bucky. In Choshem Mishvatzim Kuf Samach, in Tshuvas, the Chasam Sofer was asked about a case of an election of a rabbi of a community. So there were a few candidates, came for pravas, and they had to vote. And it turned out that members of the search committee were bribed, or members of the community were bribed to vote for a particular rabbi. Maybe they found out that he has favorable shittos about whatever, certain kulas that people enjoy. But whatever it is, it turned out that there was a bribe. So the Chasam Sofer paskins that the entire minoy is batel. He is not the rabbi. And not only that, if it turns out that he was involved, that the rabbi himself was involved in this in any way, he may never serve as a rabbi anywhere, let alone in that community. He has now pasled himself as a rabbi. And the Chasam Sofer has very, very strong words about this. But, says Rav Asher Weiss, you don't need any of this. It's a davar pashut that this stuff is aser. Why is it a davar pashut? Halo Torah Seinu HaKadosha Sefer HaYashar Hu. Our Torah is a Sefer HaYashar. What does Yashar mean? That's what we are. We are Yashar. We are ethical. We are moral. We're straight in the way we do things. V'avol Seinu Yisharim Hayu. V'avol Dazar Dav Chafei. Right? Bilam wishes he could die Moshe Yisharim, the way that our avos who are referred to as Yesharim, v'archos Torah, archos Yosherema, v'aylanu, woe unto us, im nismoch al natzigei tzibur mishorsav, sheyinagu shalov v'midas hayosher. If we rely on communal leaders who don't act with yashrus and go in these kinds of things where they accept money, and he says beferish from banal Torah v'yishlach parshas v'yishlach perek lamadal that the Yerushalmi writes that included in the din that Bnei Noach have to set up a system of justice is the Isser of Shochad. It never says that explicitly. They just have to set up a system of justice, says Rabban, and therefore it's obvious that they're also not allowed to take bribes, because that is the definition of justice. If they're taking bribes, then it's not justice. Meaning this is something that is mitzad seichel, it's mechayev us. It's something that's logical, it makes logical sense, and therefore, if we're going to have any sort of integrity in any of our systems, then we can't have such things of shochad. So in order to honor a just and fair system, we cannot bribe people in these kinds of things. However, why would we think we are allowed to? Historically, Jews have had to bribe people in unjust situations, where there have been anti-Semitic decrees, where there have been things that to save lives, where we needed to bribe a guard, an official, here and there, in order to save Jewish lives. Then it's a davar pashut that if it's that if the very rule of law is an unjust law, right? What does Gemara say? Dina de malchusa dina, but chamsanusa de malchusa. If the malchus and a bunch of ganavim and gazlanim and chamsanim, so of course not. Then of course we're not bound by their din. The whole system is corrupt. Then the whole system would be broken. So we sort of like have it built in that we need to finagle our way around rules and around government, because of all the years where we've had to do that. But in a just and fair system, it would be prohibited, it would seem to be prohibited, and that's what Rav Asher Weiss writes, that it would be prohibited to engage in such behavior.